Hello, 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 beautiful people from all over the world. Yassas, 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 as they say formally in Greek, giving you a hello. That's a formal hello in Greek. Yassas, that's what they say out here. And good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, beautiful people from all over the world. I'd like to welcome you to MJ's Mindful Midday Motivational Mantras, the podcast that makes you say, Here in Greece, Kalimera is good morning. Kalispera is good afternoon and good evening, and Kalinita is what they say when they say goodnight in Greece. So, without further ado, your host with the most, me, yours truly, MJ, wants to jump directly into the Jewel Gem Hymn of the Day today, beautiful people, which is about the topic of when things don't go according to plan. Now, everybody, beautiful people, we've all had situations that we faced in life where we had this beautiful plan A that we put in motion, we expected it to work out. But what happens when it doesn't go the way we plan it to go? And we got to resort to plan B, plan C, or even scratch out all of those in entirety and make a plan D. Here on MJ's Mindful Midday Motivational Mantras, since we focus on being positive and powering through any difficult situation and keeping our mind focused and present in the now, being mindful of that and keeping a positive attitude and mindset as champions and winners do, and that's what you all are in beautiful people land, we gotta adjust on the fly when things don't go accordingly to plan. Beautiful people, while in Athens, Greece, I found out and learned that I like structure and the consistency of an organized schedule and detailed schedule actually a lot more than I would ever have imagined. I figured this out while trying to organize my trip to go to Italy, Rome to be exact, and also while trying to reschedule and modify trip destinations, and instead of going to Santorini and Mykonos in Greece, substitute that island, those islands, for Crete. I came to this conclusion after talking with the natives and consulting with them, leaning on their expertise as native sons and daughters of this beautiful country we call Greece. And after talking to them and after discussing with them and struggling back and forth with the tennis-like battle in my mind of which island would be the best for me given this time, considering that I'm writing my first book and putting together this amazing masterpiece of literature that's going to come out in novel form. I can't tell you the title, but I'll share with that with you much later. I figured out that I should go to this travel destination of Crete because of it's this time of the year in November where it's colder. It's not summer or spring anymore. A lot of the people and activity on the island has moved on because it's very seasonal and a tourist place where people get married, have honeymoons, create their first babies, fall in love. All this wonderful, magical, mythical, amazing, good energy is there. But I felt, man, while I'm working on my masterpiece, I want to be around some people that are natives to the area and could expand my experience and contribute to enhancing it. So, as you can see, when things don't go according to plan, as my mom said, we got to make lemonade out of lemons. And today is a very special day. It's November 11th, which is 11-11. And on the clock, when that time appears and signifies the perfect moment to bring into reality and manifest at an accelerated rate all the thoughts that you are having at that time. So today I set a special prayer and affirmation form, thanking God in advance for his favor, grace, love, and blessing in my life to always take care of me regardless of what's going on and to guide my steps and lead me down my purpose path so I can be where prosperity, favor, and blessing by his hand will be for me on this journey. You know, and that he puts his loving mages and angels of protection and love surrounding me at all times, that I experience unparalleled joy, happiness, excitement, and be inspired in all and in awe of all the blessings that he has in store for me. And may I be present in the moment and find good in every scenario and situation that I run into. May I smile and laugh in the unfortunate situation that I may end up lost, or in other words, somewhere where I didn't intend to be. And with this attitude, beautiful people, I want you to walk into your exceptional reality and keep that in mind. When things don't go right as you plan, stay positive. Peace, blessing, and love in abundance. Talk to you tomorrow.